What's up? What's up? Welcome, welcome. This Lit Podcast where we talk about SEX. Yep, you heard it right. 6 hour day, no sugar coating, just straight clear coating. This E Bean and Info. And the topic of the day, I want to talk to you about, have you ever had sex with your best friend? Now, I done had sex with a couple of my best friends, but it just one best friend that just took the icing off the cake. Okay, this is how it happened. My best friend, she called me up and she was like, friend, what you doing? I said, oh, nothing, just chilling. She was like, I want to try with a female. So what the hell make you want to do that? She was like, I'm interested in stud. So I was like, okay, you talk to her. I'm getting her pointers and stuff on it. So then, like a week passed. She called me. I was getting my hair braided. That's before I cut my hair. And she was like, you remember that topic I was talking to you about? I said, yeah, you did it. How was it? She was like, uh-uh. I said, so what's going on? What you talking about? She said, I want to do it. I said, okay, we'll do it with the female you were talking about. She was like, no, I want to do it with you. I said, hold on. Wait a minute. You said what? She was like, I want to do it with you. So I'm like, stop playing. Like, for real, Freddy. Like, stop playing. She was like, get here now. I got the hair braided to the back. I was headed up I-55 North doing 100. Do you hear me? To Memphis, Tennessee. So I get up there. We drinking. We over her best friend's house, around the corner from her house. And so we went to school together, like, in 9th grade. And, like, we've been around each other for a long time. That was, like, my best friend. That's my round. That's my best friend. And so we drinking over her friend's house or whatever. He was a gay dude. And so all of a sudden she came on to me. I'm like, man, stop playing. Like, are you serious? Like, we best friend. Are you real serious about this? I was, like, in my early 20s. So, you know, I'm enjoying myself. I don't care what I do, really, to be honest. So she done seduced me or whatever. All I know, we was on the bed. We ended up on the floor. And yeah, it was real, 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 real good. Real good, real good, real good. And when we woke up the next morning, we was laid together and everything. We was like fucked up. That's when I was smoking and everything. And I looked at her, she looked at me. I was like, we can't talk about last night. She was like, okay, bet. From that point on, we never talked about what happened. And so we made, like, sleep comments. I'd be like, yeah, you know, with your fat ass or them titties pretty type stuff. And she'd be like, yeah, fat head, you know, head doctor. So we make sleep jokes about it, but we never just, don't nobody just really know we did it. Except her best friend who house we was over, his mom was going to work. So, like, we turned up at the house. And, like, that was very interesting. Like, very, very interesting. I didn't care about the police on the highway. I didn't care about getting any tickets. I didn't even care if it was storming. I'm doing 100 to get to that red bone. Do you understand? I love my red bones. And, yes, she was from New York. And she stayed in Memphis, and we went to school together. And I already know, like, yeah, with the yeah. Okay. But I wish I could contact my best friend. It's been a long time, and I can't, I don't know. I haven't been to Memphis in forever, and I miss my best friend. True enough. If it ever happened again, yeah, it's possible it can happen again, and she can let me do it again. But I have had sex with a lot of my friends and best friends. I don't know. It's crazy. It's a lot of crazy stories. Yeah, it's crazy. But hey, I don't know. I have crazy stories. Well, if you want to be a guest on Lit Podcast or discuss a certain topic, you can email us at litbranded@gmail.com or on Facebook at Lit Podcast on Anchor and leave a voice message. Thanks for listening to this Lit Podcast, signing out, EB the Nympho. I'm outie.